morning. I kind of feel like either in a hospital bed or an astronaut, I'm not sure. I'm all wired up. This one is so that I can hear the translation from Mandarin into English so I know what you're saying when you're praying or when you're singing. And this one so you can hear me. I'm not sure how this is working. Is that okay?
对，我这个看起来就像住院的，或者是这个太空人，主要的用途就是为了能够让我听到你们的中文的翻译成英文，你们能够听到我吧？
But you know why these things are being done? They're being done because you are showing me a great deal of love because you want me to be in a position to be able to understand you guys and to be able to communicate with you effectively.
那这么做呢，是我理解是你们对我的爱，能够跟让我能够跟你们非常有效的交流和沟通。If
you see me walking around, again, my name is Mike Dwyer. I'm the executive pastor here at Eastern Hills. That means most of the people come to me with their complaints. It also means that I try to take care of a lot of the issues in the church and make sure the place runs pretty smoothly. So if I can ever be of assistance to your church, I already try to work pretty hard with Joe and George and the rest of the guys to make sure that your experience here is one that moves you to God. That's the important thing.
那你们是经常看到我走来走去，我是麦克，那我是这里是个执行牧师，那你们有什么情况或者是要需要跟大教会沟通的，就来找我，那我也经常和我们主任牧师、周等各方面一起服侍。
I am always very moved by your church, the Chinese church, and the way that it loves upon the community of each other, as well as the bigger community of Eastern Hills. You guys know how to love.
那我经常被我们中华人教会的这个爱所感动，我相信你们知道是怎么爱。
So maybe I picked the wrong subject because you're pretty good lovers.
也许我挑错了题目，因为你们是很好的爱人的。
But I'm going to go on the assumption that you, like I, can always learn a little more about how to love better from the Bible.
那我就今天就假设你们应该很和我一样，应该能够更好的学习，从圣经中学习如何去相爱。
So if you will turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to chapter 12 of the book of Romans.
那如果你愿意的话，请打开罗马书第十二章。
And our scripture is going to be today, Romans chapter 12. Verses 9 through 21.
罗马书第十二章九到二十一节.
And I'm going to read those to you.
And
I will start with my chapter heading says love.
我的章节的起头说爱.
Love must be sincere.
爱人不可虚假.
Hate what is evil.
恶要厌恶.
Cling to what is good.
善要亲近.
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热.
Honor one another above yourselves.
恭敬人要彼此推让.
Never be lacking in zeal.
殷勤不可懒惰.
But keep your spiritual fervor.
要心里火热.
Serving the Lord.
常常服侍主.
Be joyful in hope.
在指望中要喜乐.
Patient in affliction.
在患难中要忍耐.
Faithful in prayer.
祷告要恒切.
Share with God's people who are in need.
圣徒缺乏要帮助.
Practice hospitality.
客要一味的款待.
Bless those who persecute you.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福.
Bless and do not curse.
只要祝福不可咒诅.
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
与喜乐的人同乐.
Mourn with those who mourn.
与哀哭的人同哭.
Live in harmony with one another.
要彼此同心.
Do not be proud.
不要志高气大.
But be willing to associate with people of low position.
倒要辅救谦卑的人.
Do not be conceited.
不要自以为聪明.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
不要以恶报恶.
Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
众人以为美的事要留心去做.
If it is possible,
若可使能行,
as far as it depends upon you,
那就要尽力,
live at peace with everyone.
与众人和睦.
Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath.
亲爱的弟兄，不可自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
For it is written, "It is mine to avenge; I will repay," says the Lord.
因为经上记着，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
所以你的敌仇敌若饿了，就给他吃。
If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
若渴了，就给他喝。
In doing this, you will heap burning coals upon his head.
因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Do not be overcome by evil.
不可为恶所胜。
But overcome evil with good.
反要以善胜恶。
Well, now that you guys know how to do it,
那现在你们知道怎么做了。
I can just leave.
我可以离开。
I wish it was that simple.
我希望就这么简单。
But I want to go a little further and just take a real good look at this passage.
那我想再更深一步的看这些经节，这一章。
Our brother Paul, the apostle, writes to the Roman church in such a way that he tries to give them, for the first 11 chapters, really a theological lesson about the faith that we share.
那我们的弟兄保罗，使徒保罗，他向罗马的众教会写的这头十一章，主要就是讲在神学里面，信心是怎么样的。
In chapter 12, he switches gears.
在十二章，他变了主题。
And now tries to apply those theological terms, those godly ideas, to practical living for Christians at that time.
那他就侧重在那个神学的这些词汇，如何去应用他们在实际的生活里面。
So the question in modern terms, in today's terms, is how's your love life?
用现代的语言来说，就是你的爱的生活是怎么样子。
Your Christian love life.
你基督徒的爱的生活是怎么样。
You see, the world confuses that word love all the time.
那这世界上对爱这个概念经常是混淆的。
We as Christians understand that love is so much bigger.
我们作为基督徒理解爱这个概念是要大得多。
So much grander.
要伟大得多。
So much deeper.
要深刻得多。
We sang about it this morning. So much wider.
我们看到今天有很多的线。
Then a lot of times we give our love credit for.
我们要为我们自己的爱说哦，对，就是我手上这些线，就是我要把这个爱的回馈和感谢的地方。
If you're like my wife, she's a list maker. Loves to make lists.
如果你像我的妻子一样，她能够列出很多的这个表白。
Sometimes for me.
有时候是为了我。
But just in general. And most people who like to make lists about how to do things.
如果某些人是为了把什么事情做好列很长的表的话。
When they're looking for how to love somebody better.
如果他们想追寻的是要想爱某个人爱得更好的话。
They will turn in the Bible to 1 Corinthians 13.
如果他们会到哥林多前书一章，第十三节，第十三章。
Because that's the big love chapter for Christians.
如果那一章呢是对基督徒来讲是爱的总章。
We talk about those things at weddings. We always quote 1 Corinthians 13.
我们在婚礼上总是去读到那一章。
And we usually use those.If you look up love in any Christian book, 1 Corinthians 13 is right there.
那如果你看任何基督徒讲爱的这个书呢，都是讲这个哥林多前书十三章。
But I would submit to you as people trying to follow Jesus Christ, the real important love list is in this chapter, Romans 12.
但是我向你们提醒，就是说，如果是作为基督徒真正的一个要把爱活出来。 这一章就是讲的是这个。
Paul was a very unique writer who wrote to his audiences. So when he wrote 1 Corinthians,
那他是一个为基督徒很热心的一个作者，他为哥林多的人写。
He wrote to them about love in a certain way.
他们他为向他们写如何去爱。
And they had particular issues or concerns that that chapter on love needed to address to that particular church.
所以那一章是为了提起他们特别的一些需要。
And so it's not at all surprising to me that when he's writing to the Romans in the Roman church, that he would also write about love because it's an important theme for Paul.
那同时对我来说也不是太吃惊的，就是他为罗马教会的人写信呢，同时也去写了关于爱，因为那是一个很重要的主题。
And the Roman people were a much more practical and a much more worldly people to some extent in some ways than the Corinthians.
就某些程度来讲，罗马人比哥林多人呢更加实际。
So he writes it not in a philosophical sense as he would to Greeks.
他不会是像希腊人那样说的，从一些哲学的角度来讲爱。
But he writes in a practical, commanding way. If you read it, I'm sorry, he writes in a commanding way.
如果你读起来的话，他会像是一种命令式的口气对罗马人。
So when you read Romans in this section on love, it has a lot of imperatives, a lot of commands.
那如果你读这个罗马书中的这一章的话，你会发现有很多的命令，你要做什么。
There was a famous preacher from Chicago called Dwight Moody.
有一个非常著名的布道家，在从芝加哥来的布道家，他叫穆迪。
And Dwight Moody said,Too many Christians today are talking cream and living skim milk.
Okay, 那这个怀特穆迪呢，他就说很多的基督徒呢，今天都是嘴上讲的是像奶油一样，但是呢，生活中却是去了脂的牛奶。
Now, in chapter 12, above it, in verse 2, we have that famous.Very famous, well-known thing that verse that everybody memorizes.
第二章有一节是我希望大家都记得的，非常注意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，而要心意更新变换。
You can remember that, but the computers minimize it.
你可以记住它，然后在电脑上就可以把它就是最小化。
I like to go right to 12:9 because it says love must be sincere.
那我非常想现在就先读第十二章的第九节，爱不可虚假。
What does it mean for love to be sincere?
爱不可虚假是什么意思？
Should be real.
是真实的。
Well, the Greek term sincere, you may have heard this, refers to an old practice.
那你这个不可虚假这个词呢，其实是一种一种做法。
When they made pottery,
如果说要做瓷的这个陶器的话
，sometimes there would be cracks in the pottery.
有时候他就会把这个陶器就毁掉了，就打破了。
And they wanted to sell it anyway.
他们就想把它还是要卖掉的。
So they'd stick wax in the cracks.
所以说他们就把那个这个陶土又重新把它就是弄好。
And that wasn't the best thing probably to do then or to do now.
也许在这种事情在当时和到现在来讲都不是很好的事。
Because when you buy a pottery, you want to buy the real thing, which is real strong by itself.
因为你想买一个陶器的话，你肯定想买一个它自己就非常坚固的一个陶器。
And the real thing was without wax.
这真实的坚固的是没有任何裂缝。
And the word sincere in the Greek,
那在希腊语中的真诚不可虚假
means without wax.
意味着没有裂缝。
Wax.
没有蜡。Wax, okay, it's a polymer, right? Okay. 没有蜡。
Like candles.
就像是对没有蜡烛的那个蜡。
Without wax means to Paul and to the Romans, it would mean the real deal.
没有蜡这个概念呢，对于保罗和罗马人来讲是最真实的东西。
Why do you think he put that first out of this whole list?
那你为什么想他要想把这个不可虚假放在整个表格的第一条？
Because it's real important that if you're trying to be loving, that there be no cracks.
那你如果想要真正的去爱人的话，你一定没有裂缝。
That it be without, but then, well, that it be real.
那样才是真实。
Because if it's not real, it's the opposite thing, which is being a hypocrite.
那如果没有不是真实的话，那就是一个反面的了，那就是一个就是伪善的。
And we all know that a hypocrite was an actor who was just making believe.
那个伪善的人呢，他其实都是就只是。就是表演人，表演性的。
And when we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, we can't make believe.
Okay, 如果说我们真的要爱我们弟兄姐妹的话呢，我们不能够做出这个信仰来。
I guess that the Roman Church was a lot like the Church of today.
那我想罗马的教会可能和今天的教会很像。
And they had learned to be able to wear masks.
那么已经学会了去戴面具
，and to pretend to love each other，
去假装爱彼此相爱。
You know, talking, cream, and living skim milk。
说起来话嘴满嘴是像奶油，但实际生活是很屈指的牛奶。
So what Paul is saying is, let's not fake it。
所以保罗在这里说的话，我们不要作假。
Let's be real。
让我们做真实的。
And real love, sincere love, goes beyond.
那真实的爱的话，它是会超越，有超越性。
It's demanding. It requires time.
它很有很强的这个挑战。它需要你花时间。
Real love, sincere love is going to require our money.
那真实的爱需要我们去花钱。
And the Lord forbid, real loving is going to require people to get involved with each other.
那愿神能够原谅，就是说我如果说真实的爱的话，就要人和人之间要打交道。
So in order to go any further, Paul wanted them to understand we have to be real.
那保罗就是想让人们更深的理解，我们必须有真实。
Must have been a problem for them.
那对他们来讲，当时应该是个问题。
And he wouldn't have written about it, and I assume it's a problem for us today.
那不然
in all churches.
不然的话，他当时不可能这么写。那我也相信今天就是这样子。
Paul goes on to say, "Hate what is evil."
保罗继续讲，恶要厌恶。
Psalm 97:10.
诗篇九十章。
Says, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil."
让那些爱神的人啊，爱主的人能够厌恶罪恶。
John Wesley,
约翰·卫斯理
has a quote that I really love.
有一句我非常喜欢的话名言。
He said, "Give me 100 men."
给我一百个人。
Who love only God with all their heart.
那全心全意的爱主。
And hate sin.
恨恶罪恶。
With all their heart.
也用全心全意恨恶罪恶。
And together, we will shake the gates of hell.
那同心协力，我们将把地狱的门震撼。
And bring in the kingdom of God in one generation.
为一个时代能够带来神的国。
Hating evil, the word hate may not be even strong enough.
恨恶 厌恶恶，这个厌恶可能都并不是特别强的。
In the Bible, the term really means to abhor.
在圣经里面，它可能
it's an abomination.
在圣经讲就是一个厌恶的意思。
And time and time again in the Bible, it says to flee. Christians should be fleeing evil. Have nothing to do with it.
圣经很多次又在讲，基督徒应该逃离罪恶，应该跟他都没有任何关系。
God has told us we know in our hearts what is evil and what is good because we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit within us.
那神说我们在心里面是知道善与恶的，因为我们有圣灵的恩膏。
And because of the Holy Spirit, we know truth.
因为因着圣灵，我们知道真理。
And instead of hating what is evil, Paul tells us in chapter 12 to cling to what is good.
那不只是要厌恶恶。保罗他继续讲，要亲近善。
Most of us know what clinging means.
那我们应该知道什么叫亲近。
Ladies have their skirts, they have a static.
那有那种裙子，那个女士。
It sticks to your legs.
他们就是粘到了他们腿上的话。
That's clinging.
那就是亲近。
Saran wrap, wrap up sandwiches.
那就像是把这个三明治卷起来。
I don't know how it works.
我不知道怎么做的
but it's very clingy.
但是它卷得非常的轻，就是紧凑。
I had a small little plant that I planted near my garage many years ago. It was small.
那我有在我的车库旁边，我种一个非常小的
trumpet vine. It's called. Now I didn't know this, but trumpet vines can grow.
那这种植物长得很快。
And this thing grew all over my garage.
它长满了我的车库周围。
And it clung.
它们彼此。
To my garage.
它们就是像。
So that when I tried to get it off my garage, it actually would not come off without taking parts of the garage with it.
哦，它们与车库贴得如此之紧，如果你不把这个车库的标去掉的话，它们就去不了。
So this little tiny plant had taken over the garage.
所以这种小植物呢，就把
three guys for 3 days worked on my garage to get that plant off.
三天，用三个男人齐力才把这个植物从这个车库周围去掉。
That's clinging.
这就是所谓的亲近。
That's what we're supposed to do when we get married, cling to one another.
这就是我们如果结婚的话，我们应该夫妻之间就应该这样亲近。
And that's what he's telling us here in chapter 12, cling to good.
这就是告诉我们，善要亲近，就是这种状态。
They can't pull you off without lots of guys, and probably nobody.
没有人能够把你从善那边去掉。
You want to be so involved with good in your life and everything you're doing, clinging to good, that you have no time left for anything evil.
那你应该是全身心的投入去做那些善事，而没有时间去做恶事。
Next in 12:10, Paul says, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, and honor one another above yourselves."
十章十节讲，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Well, if I come up to you in the hallway,
那如果我在那个走廊里见到你的话
，and say, "Be devoted to each other."
如果说彼此亲热
，what does that look like?
那看起来怎么样呢
？Now you guys are really very good at this in this church.
那你们在这个 你们在这个教会里面做这点非常好。
What Paul's trying to kind of express is a real affection for each other, that you really have a tenderness for each other.
那我想保罗在这里想说的是，你们彼此要真的有那种爱心和温柔的心。
That you enjoy each other's company, that you really want to be with each other.
那你们就是彼此在一起待着非常愉快，非常愿意在一起待着。
That you come to church and you leave and you really don't want to leave.
那你来到了教会，你要回家的时候，你都不想回家。
And you really can't wait till next week to come back.
你都不可急不可耐的想下周再来。
Because you miss each other.
因为你们彼此思念。
And you want to see each other.
你们彼此要想要看见。
When he says love one another in brotherly love, that's the kind of thing he's talking about.
那他这里讲的就是爱弟兄要彼此亲热，就是这个意思。
When he says honor each other,
那恭敬人。
We are to be brothers and sisters that outdo each other in honoring each other, in sacrificing for each other.
那就是要彼此的为牺牲。
In recognizing each other's accomplishments.
把互相对方的这个成就能够认可。
And in this way, Paul has in mind Jesus Christ who emptied himself for us.
那保罗向神祈求能够为了我们而让自己空虚。
And as it said in Philippians, in sacrificing himself, he considered others, this is Jesus, considered others better than himself.
在腓立比书也提到，那当他谦卑自己的话呢，就看别人比自己高。
He then says, okay, you're going to love this, it's going to be real.
他首先就是说，你要想要这个彼此相爱的话，你要真诚。
You're going to flee, hate what's evil.
你应该逃离，你应该厌恶恶事。
Whether it's on TV,
不管是在电视上。
Whether it's evil opportunities,
如果是一个罪恶的机会。
Evil thoughts,
甚至罪恶的想法。
You're gonna run away from it.
全部都逃离。
Then he goes on to say you'll be devoted to one another.
他继续说要彼此亲热。
We do for each other. We serve each other.
我们为彼此做事，彼此服侍。
We hold each other accountable.
我们彼此共同承担责任。
We think of each other without being asked to.
我们不用被问到就能够想到对方。
We call one another.
我们彼此打电话。
We encourage one another.
我们彼此鼓励。
And then he says,
然后他就说
Never be lacking in zeal and keeping up your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
他继续讲，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍。
Paul says when he describes himself later in the Bible, he says that he was zealous for persecuting the Christians.
那
to get it all done.
在圣经中，他也描述这样描述自己。保罗说，他当时非常热心的去迫害基督徒。
And before he met Christ, he says he was zealous for stamping out those Christians.
说他在遇到主之前，遇到基督之前，他非常热心的去践踏基督徒。
And God took that zealous, fiery personality of Paul that wants to get it all done and turned him around and made him an instrument of Christianity. And so now he says he's as zealous for God as he was to stamp out the Christians.
那神就借助保罗这个火热的内心的这个本质，把他完全翻转，成为一个火热服侍主的一个。
So my question for you today to ask yourself,
所以我要让你们问自己
，Do you have a belly full of fire?
你们有没有一肚子的热火
？Is your heart on fire for God?
你们的心是不是为神而火热
？Do you burn with a holy zeal?
你们内心是不是有非常多的火热
？Do you want to change everybody you meet so that they become Christians?
你有没有想过你要？对自己所有见过的人都改变他们，让他们变为。
Do you want to go out and change your world?
你想不想要走出去改变你的世界
？John Wesley again, one of my favorite guys, John Wesley.
约翰·威斯利又说到，那我非常喜欢他。
He said, "Why don't you try catching fire and see if people come to watch you burn?"
为什么你不自己先着火了，然后看人们会不会围观看你着火
？Holy fire
是圣洁的火。
Catch holy fire,
圣洁的火
spiritual fervor that Paul's talking about. When people look at you, they know you're on fire for God.
那你要心里火热，像当人们看到你的时候呢，人们就看到你为了神而火热。
And I'm not talking about the Pentecostal.
我并不是说讲这个五旬节派的这些这个情绪性的东西。
That has its place.
I'm
talking about holiness fire.
我讲的是圣洁的火。
But sin just burns up as it comes close to you.
那当罪恶靠近你的时候呢，就被消灭掉。
Martin Luther,
马丁路德
another good guy,
另一个好人
said, "Don't be lazy in your Christian responsibilities."
那你作为基督徒的责任呢，不要懒惰。
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录中讲
You remember that John talks about the angel speaking to various churches.
那约翰就记录那个圣灵，那个天使就为不同的教会讲话。
And when John spoke to the church at Laodicea,
他在那个西亚教会讲话的时候,
he said to them, Jesus says, I spit you out because you're lukewarm.
因为你们，我要把你们吐出来，因为你们是温吞的。
No spiritual fire.
没有圣灵的火。
That's what Paul's talking about when he says that we should never be lacking in zeal.
这就是保罗想说的，要殷勤不可懒惰，心里火热。
It is literally in Greek boiling, like in a cauldron.
如果从希腊语的角度来看，就是实际就是讲沸腾。Constantly
bubbling.
一直都在沸腾。
Constantly bubbling over.
一直都在沸腾溢出来。
It is the opposite of coldness.
是冷的反面。
And it must be in service for the Lord.
一定是在为主服侍的过程中。
Jesus is no ordinary master.
耶稣可不是一个普通的主人。
He also says in 12:12, this is Paul, be joyful in hope.
那在十二章十二节中，他又说要在指望中喜乐。
People in a big church always ask me, what should I do now?
那在大教会里面，总有人问我，我现在干什么？
I can't wait anymore.
我不能再等了。
And I tell them about this verse.
那我就告诉他们这一章这一节。
Be joyful in hope.
在指望中喜乐。
Patient in affliction.
在患难中忍耐。
Faithful in prayer.
常常祷告恒切。
That's how we are to wait.
这就是不代表我们要等。
In our case, we have the hope of Jesus Christ returning and taking us all to heaven with Him.
对于我们来说，主耶稣基督会再来，能够把在喜乐中把我们带走。
In the book of Colossians, we are told that we are to expectantly wait for Him to come back and take us with Him.
那在哥罗西书里面讲到，我们要指望着主耶稣带我们。
And that we are to watch very expectantly.
那这就是我们为什么要
for Jesus.
非常带着敬畏的心去等待和观察。
You remember the book of Acts, the men are standing around looking up.
那我们就是要站在那里往上看。
They were actually doing the right thing.
那就是正确的做法。
They're waiting for Jesus to come back.
他们在等耶稣基督再来。
There was an old preacher who once said,
这有一个老的布道家是这样讲的。
10 people will attend Bible study.
10个人去参加圣经查经。
100 people will come to your church for preaching.
那100个人会为着那个你们的布道而来。
And that you'll probably only have 2 or 3 that will pray all the time.
那也许只是对应有两到三个人在不停的祷告。
But,
但是,
you be one of those 2 or 3 people.
但是你一定要做那两到三个人中的一个。
For if you are one of those 2 or 3 people, God will reveal Himself to you.
如果你是两到三人中的一个的话，神会向你显现。
And you will be a blessing for other people.
那你会作为别人的祝福。
When we say rejoice in hope,
当我们说在指望中喜乐。
You believe that the good things God promised are going to happen.
那你会相信那个善事，神所应许的事将要发生。
You believe that we will be part of Christ.
那你会相信我们是基督的一部分。
That we are pardoned for our sin.
我们离开了，远离了罪恶。
We will have a love of God.
我们有一个慈爱的神。
All things work together for those that are good. We believe that.
那万事为爱神的人得益处。
There will be a continual supply of peace.
那也会有一个持续不断的平安。
You know, the picture would be like gas seems to be running out. It gets more expensive every day.
那大概石油快用完了，那越来越贵。
And at some point, we're going to run out of gasoline.
那有一天我们将没有汽油。
But for a Christian,
那我们对基督徒来讲,
we will never run out of hope.
我们永远不会用完我们的指望。
And we will never, ever run out of peace. Do you believe, Paul asked, will there be a joyful resurrection? Do you believe in that?
那你相不相信保罗说的那个喜乐的这个复活?
And do you believe that when our days are done here, you will have everlasting days in heaven with Jesus Christ?
那你也相不相信当我们在世上的日子过完的时候，我们将在天堂与主耶稣基督有永恒？
Well, again, we're in a situation when Paul's talking to the Roman church, they're being persecuted at that time.
那再一次，那个当时保罗就对罗马人这样说话，说他们正在被逼迫。
And he's telling them in the first part what they need to do with regard to their relationship with God. But he's only also talking to them about each other.
那如果他们的第一点就是说，想让这个罗马的基督徒首先要看和神的关系，同时他也在讲要和人和人之间的关系。
And so in verse 13, he says we should share with God's people who are in need.
所以在十三节就说，圣徒缺乏帮助，缺乏要帮助。
And practice hospitality.
客要一味的款待。
The original meaning is more of sharing continually and communicating.
本意呢，就是说要持续的、不停的这个分享。
It's a looking too. It's a looking to see the pressing needs that people have.
而且呢，要表明就是你要一直去观察那人们的需要。
The world and society often tells us that we should keep to ourselves.
那世界的说法，智慧就是让我们要管好自己的事儿。
But we have to look for each other's needs.
我们必须彼此看顾需要。I
know in the bigger church that a lot of times there's people who are hurting and have a need but won't say anything.
那也许我知道在大的教会里面有很多人都受伤了，需要有需要，但什么也不讲。If
we're truly having real love for each other, we should be able to tell each other what we need because we can trust each other.
那如果我们彼此真的彼此相爱呢，我们应该能够坦诚不公地讲我们自己需要什么，因为我们是彼此相爱。
So we should obey God by taking care of the needs of the people around us, and He's going to supply our own needs.
那我们应该借着能够提供需要给需要的人，来说服神，那这样神也会为我们而提供。Quick
story.
很快的一个故事.
My daughter is a pastor in a church in North Carolina.
你的 so what's your relatives?
Christian.
Christian. Christian.
My daughter.
Okay. 我的女儿 Christine 在北卡州是一个牧师。
And she does not have a lot of money.
她没什么钱。
But many years ago, I had gotten laid off from where I was.
那很多年前我辞掉了，我失去工作。
And my money was running a little low.
我的钱也少。
Without asking me,
她没有问我。
She sent me $2,000 in the mail.
她从信里面给我寄了2000块。
Because she has such great faith.
因为她有如此大的信心。
That was $2,000 that she was supposed to use to get teeth braces.
那是2009年，她应该其实做牙科的一些。
She gave it to me for a car.
她给我一辆车。
She went in to see the dentist.
她想去看牙医。
After that, about a week later.
一周之后呢？
And he said to her,
牙医说,
every year I pick a few people to just bless.
每一年呢，我都是选一些人，就是想要去祝福这一个人。
So he completely took care of her dental needs for nothing.
所以说呢，他为了他的这个牙科诊治的需要，就完全为他服务，然后一分钱没收。
So I was benefited.
我受益了。
She was benefited.
那她也受益了。
The doctor was benefited.
医生也受益了。
The people I drive around are benefited.
那我开着车载的人也受益了。
God is good.
神是好的，神是良善。
And that's what he's talking about when he says sharing with people in need.
这就是
when you become a contagious sharer.
那
it's wonderful.
那这就是讲要彼此帮助，当你要彼此分享的话，非常美妙。哎，这是我的车。
Not my car, it's God's car.
这不是我的车，是神的车。
Eat my food, it's God's food.
这吃我的东西吧，这是神的食物。
I've eaten your guys' food, it's pretty good.
我吃你们的这些聚餐的时候吃的挺好吃的。
We are blessed when we share with each other.
我们当彼此分享的时候就是祝福。
And not just give people the old stuff, but use the new stuff.
不只是老的东西，还有新的东西。
It says to practice hospitality, and in the Greek that word means cultivate. You know how you make a garden, you watch over it, you sprinkle a little water on it, and you use a hoe, and you work on the garden, and the next day you go out and you do the same thing, and eventually something comes up?
那客要一味的款待呢，他的意思在那个希腊语里面就是说你要去培养，你就像是做这个园丁一样，你要今天种明天种，你每天都要看。
We're supposed to do that with hospitality.
我们要这样子去做来款待客人。
We're supposed to cultivate hospitality.
我们应该去培养这种。
Okay, you guys make lunch and you invite a few people in.
那我们要吃午饭的时候就把一些人请来。
Okay, not everybody comes who you thought would come.
那并不是每个你想要来的人。
Do you stop? Yes? No. You try again, and you keep doing it, and you keep growing it, and you keep working it. And as you more and more people will come, they will be cultivated into your hospitality.
那如果你不停地邀请，今天邀请，明天邀请，他们会越来越多人会来，最后就是能够培养出这种款待客人的心。
You have a wonderful speaker coming next weekend.
那下一周周末有一个非常好的讲员要来。
And you have shown great hospitality.
那你们要表现非常好的款待的心。
By sharing him with the bigger church.
那把他能够分享跟大教会一起分享。
So George will be blessed when he comes.
那约翰会不是约约约，乔治会因为这个事情而被祝福。
We are going to be very blessed as the big church.
我们作为大教会也会觉得非常祝福。
You guys are going to be really blessed.
你们也会被受到大祝福。
See this walking stuff I'm doing, and then those people who don't know Christ real well.
那些不了解耶稣的。
They will see the interaction of our church and your church and the Christians with the Christians, and they will know we are Christians by our love.
那些对耶稣基督不太了解的人，他就看到了我们大教会这个和华人教会之间的互动和交流，互相爱，他就知道我们是基督徒，因为我们互相。
I have been so blessed by having people stay at my home who I really didn't know.
那我是觉得。我曾经招待我从来都不认识的人，在我家里面，对我来说是非常大的祝福。
To the point where we probably should put a hotel sign up there that says "Strangers are welcome."
那我们就在门前放了一个大的牌子，上面写的“陌生人是被欢迎的”。
And actually, the word in Greek for hospitality is philoxenia. It means love of strangers.That's what hospitality means to the Greeks, to us.
在希腊语里面，那个客要一味款待的意思就是能够招待陌生人。
12:14, Paul then goes on to say, "Bless those who persecute you."
十二章十四节，逼迫你们的要
祝福。Bless and do not curse.
只要祝福，不可咒诅。
This verse does not need too much comment because we're all familiar with Christ's words on the cross.
那这些不需要太多的解释 they do. 因为我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上怎么说的
Because of his strength and his example, we can do the same thing, forgive people when they hurt us.
因为因着主耶稣基督的例子这个榜样我们也可以去帮助我们曾经伤害我们的人
We're supposed to rejoice with those who rejoice.
与喜乐的人同乐
And to mourn with those who mourn.
与哀哭的人同哭
Sometimes younger pastors want to get everybody out of their sadness by being silly and maybe too joyful.
那些年轻的牧师呢？他也许想要让人们喜乐起来，从他们自己的忧伤中喜乐起来，他们就有点去过分的喜乐。
So if your mother passes away or if your child passes away, people try to make you happy.
那如果说你的这个母亲或者是孩子去世呢，人们想让你快乐起来。
Let me tell you from my own personal experience, that doesn't work.
然后告诉你我自己的经历，那个不行。
But what does work is if I come alongside people, sometimes not even saying anything.
那有时候我真正有效的是，那我就是与哀哭人同哭。
I can't take away people's pain.
我不能够让把别人的
We can only walk with them through their pain.
我们不能把别人的痛苦去掉，但是我们可以与别人的痛苦，在别人痛苦的时候与他同行。
And we should celebrate with our brothers and sisters when they're celebrating.
那我们应该在弟兄姐妹庆祝的时候与他们同庆祝。
Our job is to walk with our brothers and sisters through all these things. That's what Paul's trying to tell us. Not to change how they feel, just to be there for them.
那这就是使徒保罗想告诉我们的，我们就是与他们同行，并不是想要改变他们。
As Paul starts heading towards the home stretch,
当保罗要去一个
towards the end,
要结束的时候。
He says, live in harmony with one another. I love that word, harmony.
要彼此同心。
That means, you ever see a barbershop quartet? Four guys who sing in perfect harmony?
你们有没有听过那个四重唱？
Remember that old Coke commercial way back? Some of you older people may remember it. I'd like to teach the world to sing.Perfect harmony.
那他们这个四重唱在一个旧的广告里面就在唱。
我愿意。高兴谁？
我想要告诉世界如何一起唱。
Harmony means you blend together. You know your place. You know your strength.
彼此同心呢，就是说你们一起。搭配一起知道强项，一起工作。
You know your gifts.
我知道你的那个天赐的赋。
And you know your brother or sister's gifts.
你也知道你弟兄姐妹的恩赐。
I don't want to be my brother and sister.
我不想做我的弟兄姐妹。
I don't want their gifts.
我不想要他们的恩赐。
As Dennis the Menace said, I want to be the best me I can be.
那就是我想做我最好的我自己。
Because when I'm the best me I can be,
如果我能做我最好的自己
and he's the best me that he can be,
如果他能做他最好的自己
and each one of us is the best us that we can be,
那如果每一个我们一起都成为最好的大家
we come together in harmony,
我们一起能够彼此同心
and the sound is beautiful,
那最后结果是非常好的
That's how God designed the body of Christ.
这就是神如何设计的
And when Paul uses that word here to this church in Rome,He's reminding them of that.
那保罗就想让这个罗马教会的人能够了解这一点。
Sometimes when I'm in church and we're singing,
那有些时候我们在教会里面我们唱诗。
Somebody is like,
有些人就唱不太好。
They're not very harmonious.
他们不太同调。
But you let them sing anyway.
那你还是让他们唱。
Because it's not always about uniformity.
那永远其实不是讲的是要一致。
God is hearing a much sweeter sound than we are.
那神在高处有一个比我们甜美多的声音。
He's hearing that it's called homothumadon in Greek. It means we are same mind, same heart.
那在希腊文里面讲的是我们唱出了我们的心声。
And when you're of the same mind and the same heart in Christ.You'll allow each other little trespasses. You'll be more charitable with each other.
那当我们彼此同心的话，那我们就能够彼此相爱更多。
Charity of attitude is such an important thing that Paul teaches us here.
那个和睦的心，珍惜的心是非常重要的一个态度。
Another good question. Do you in this room today, as you sit in those seats? Have the same concern for the temporal and spiritual welfare of each other.
那你们在这里同坐的人，是不是彼此都为彼此的这个属灵的这个状况而担心呢
？As you do for yourself.
像关心你自己一样。
12:17, he says, "Do not repay evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody."
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
This is really fully developed in the next verse, but what he's saying is, you have to find a way to face the whole world that is so adverse to Christianity.
那下一步就会讲得更清楚，但是呢，其实他讲的意思就是说，你在这个与基督徒非常为敌的这个时代，你要怎么去做
？We must watch our habits.
我们必须要观察我们自己的习惯。
The way we talk to one another.
我们彼此交谈的方式。
If I check your checkbook, will I be able to be proud of you as a Christian brother? Or are there some things on your checkbook that might concern me?
那如果看到你的这个支票簿，也许可能是现在信用卡，那就是说你要。你是不是有些地方你花销让我要觉得你会为你而自豪，而有些时候让我觉得你的花销让我担心
？Are you drifting into inconsistency? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes yes.
那你是不是在不确定、不一致里面去漂移？有时候说好，有时候说不好
？Do you jealously take care of the Lord by watching out for His honor in all that you do? Don't be a stumbling block.To one another.
不要成为彼此的绊脚石。
And if it's possible, as far as it's possible, live at peace with everybody.
那就是要尽可能的与人众人和睦。
Paul recognizes there's going to be times when it's not going to be possible to be at peace with everybody because of your faith.
如果你的信心不够的话，你不可能与众人和睦。
And there's going to be times that it doesn't depend upon you.
也有时候是不能不依靠你的。
But when it is possible, and when it does depend upon you, try to live at peace.
所以，若是能行，并且要是因着你的原因，就尽力的去与众人和睦。
We don't want to be fanatics. Is there such a word?
I don't know.
Fanatics. We don't want to be crazy.
我们不想要变疯狂。
We want to be only fanatical or crazy about the law of love that Paul's talking about. Crazy love is going to be going on. I didn't realize it. Crazy love is going on next door in a little while. We want to be crazy lovers.
那个疯狂的爱呢，其实是为了神的爱。那在大教会一直在研讨这个。
At the same time, a Christian today is not supposed to.Want to be a martyr?
No,
seek to be a martyr.
那耶稣的这个基督徒，今日基督徒不想成为殉道者。
My job as a pastor is not to die for you.
我作为牧师的这个职分呢，不是说为了你们而去牺牲。
And your job is not to die for people unwarrantedly.
那其实你们的工作也不是说是为了那个没有保证的，就没有。
Our jobs together is to serve each other.
没有应有的去做牺牲，而工作的本质是为了彼此服侍。
And sometimes to surrender our rights. I hear about rights all the time.
那有时候呢，我们是为了把我们的权利交出去。
It's not about my rights.
不是我自己的权利。
It's about love.
是关于爱。
You're to be a peace lover.
那应该是一个爱好和睦的人。
A peace lover.
是一个在和睦中生活的人。
A peacemaker.
是一个使人和睦的人。
Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
The country of Scotland has a motto.
那神实际上是有一个做法的。
No one treads on me unpunished.
那没有一个人能够不受惩罚而已。
No one walks on me without paying for it.
没有一个人说是欺负了我之后，他不会付代价。
I'm not telling you today that you have to be rugs for people to walk on.
那我其实不是说让你们今天要做地毯。
Paul says simply be servants, and God will take care of the rest of it.
那只要你去服侍，神就会负责其他的。
When you're looking to be have vengeance on somebody.
那你想要报冤的时候。
What you're saying is you have infinite knowledge about that situation.
那你想说的是，你对那个情形呢，其实你了解的，完全了解的才能这样。
If someone's not nice to you,
如果有人对你不好，
you know what the condition of their heart is.
你知道他们当时内心的心态。
You know what their motives are.
你知道他们的动机是什么。
You know what the results are. What's going to happen?
你知道结果是什么。
That's not your job to make all those determinations.
那其实我们的职责根本就是要决定。
Our job is to love those people.
而不是，对，我们没法决定这些事情，我们能做的就是去彼此相爱。
John 4:7 says, Dear friends, let us love one another.
那在约翰福音四章七节说我们彼此相爱。
Because everyone who loves has been born of God.
那我们彼此相爱是从神来的。
And lastly, when your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
所以最后你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝。
For in doing this, you will heap burning coals upon his head.
因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
This, says Christ, is the mark of a Christian.
基督说，这就是基督徒的标志。
Because he says, pray for those that persecute you.
为逼迫你的人祷告。
So that you may be sons of your Father in heaven.
所以你就可以作为天父上帝的儿子。
The destruction of the lost.
那些迷失的人。
Should be our continued deep incentive to love them by praying for them.And by walking in holiness beside them.
那我们应该最大的一个激励我们的事情，就是为这些人不停的祷告。
We will melt the animosity that they feel towards Christians away by our love.
那我们会把他们对基督徒的这个敌意，能够用我们的爱去融化。
And it's not enough just to stop what you're doing.
那你只是停下你做的事情并不够。
I sit here and do a sermon that says, just stop it.
那我做不讲道的时候，我就说就是停下来。
Stop doing all that bad stuff.
不要做那些坏事。
But it's not about Christianity. It's not about just stopping what's wrong.
那基督的信仰并不是说不做坏事。
Paul says, "Do not overcome the don't. I'm sorry. Do not be overcome by evil.
那
but overcome evil by good. So our job is not to just stop doing wrong."Our job is to go out and do good.
保罗他说，我们不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
In praise,
在祷告。
In prayer,
在赞美中，在祷告。
In thanksgiving,
在感恩中。
In serving,
在服事里。
In loving,
在爱中。
And in loving ministry to all men,
在为整个人类的爱中。
This is nothing new.
这并不是新的东西。
I'm thinking this is nothing new at all.
这并不是新的事情。
Love today is as necessary as it's ever been, probably more so.
爱像从久以来一直是被需要的，那可能更加当前更加被需要。
The world is many, many places very dark.
在当今世界很多地方都很黑暗。
Here in the United States,
在美国
the statistics show that from 1972 when 45% of the country was Christian.
在一九七二年，当45%的人都是基督徒的时候
，and going to church.
那教会他们。
By 1990s, it dropped to 35%.
到1990年代，它降到了30%。
And last year, supposedly down to 27%.
那去年的话，可能应该到
27%。By the year 2020. They're saying 4% of people are.
到让人担心的是，到2020年，大概只有4%的人
will be going to church.
去教会。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？We have an epidemic going on.
我们有一个疫大的病情在散播。
It's killing our faith.
那在消灭我们的信仰。
Like that weed on my garage.
那就像是那个长在我那个车库的这个草
，It's choking our faith.
它把我们的信仰就是堵住。
And that epidemic is there is a lack of love.
那个泛滥的疾病就是没有爱，缺乏爱。
I want to encourage you guys today because you guys in this whole building, you guys are the best lovers we got.
那我想鼓励你们的是整个。教会来讲，你们是最，我们是得到了，你们是最懂得怎么爱的人。
Now, I am the executive pastor at this church. I love everybody.
我是这个教会的执行牧师，我爱每个人。
I'm going to keep the doors closed. This is a secret.
那我要把门关上，这是其实一个秘密。
I need your guys' help.
我需要你们的帮助。
Would you teach our church how to love?
你们能不能教我们大教会如何去爱？
You guys are really good at loving each other.
你们
I can use your help teaching those guys how to do the same thing.
你们彼此相爱真的做
得到吗？ Don't tell them I
said that. 不要告诉他们我跟你们说了这些。
But you guys really do a good job of fellowship and caring for each other and loving on each other. I just need you guys to help us a little bit teaching us.
你们彼此团契，彼此相爱。
Don't go out there saying the pastor wants me to help you learn how to love each other. Just do it subtly. Just love on them. Invite people to your functions. Invite people to walk with you in life.
不要说是牧师讲的，你们就是悄悄的去做，就把人叫来。请人来一起吃饭，吃午饭。
And again, I want to thank you so much for being part of this church, the bigger church, God's church, and for all you do in this church for your people.
那我为着
wonderful,
为着你们能够加入这个教会，神的教会。
So sometimes I look at this and I'm talking about love. We can all do it better, but I want to say you guys are doing a real good job.
那我、
so、keep loving one another.
你们做的真的很好。
Thank you.
继续彼此相爱，谢谢。